I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Though ISIS is now in 19 countries, hope remains.
The Islamic State is turning Muslims toward something else. They're looking for other options, and into that is coming the gospel message, and we see Muslims really hungry for Jesus.
Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"We pray and ask God for many more Sauls. Sauls in the Islamic State to come to know Jesus Christ personally and become missionary apostles."
Keep praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ.
The more people who have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State, then the more people who are violently opposed to the gospel, they're violently opposed to the church.
With more ISIS comes more persecution. Wycliffe Associates says it constantly gets prayer requests from Bible translators in the Middle East and North Africa. So they've started making Bible translation acceleration kits. Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith.
These things are all portable and small, and we've got lots of stories of our partners who basically just put them in a backpack, put them on their back, and take them with them when they have to migrate because of the threats that are around them.
The kits aren't just protecting translators. They're helping people receive God's word faster than ever.
Just by connecting them with good power and reliable communication has, in many cases, doubled the pace of Bible translation just because it has removed the delays that previously were in place when they couldn't recharge their computers, when they couldn't communicate with outside assistance or access the resources that they need.
At our website, missionnews.org, you can team up to help persecuted Christians through the projects you just heard about. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Chris Lemke.